This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump and National Security Advisor John Bolton have conflicting views about how serious a threat North Korea is. VOA White House correspondent Steve Herman explains.
Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe hosted U.S. President Donald Trump for a round of golf on Sunday morning. Before heading to the course, Trump was on Twitter, putting himself at odds with his own national security advisor. In a tweet from Tokyo, Trump issued a retort to John Bolton, who the previous day here had told reporters there was no doubt North Korea's recent test firing of short-range ballistic missiles violated a United Nations resolution. Bolton's remark was the first by a U.S. official describing the North Korean launches as such a violation. Trump, however, says while some of his people are disturbed that Pyongyang fired off some small weapons, he is not. Steve Herman, VOA News, traveling with the president in Tokyo.
South Africa's new president, Cyril Ramaphosa, was sworn in Saturday, promising to create jobs and tackle deep-rooted corruption. The trade unionist-turned-businessman took the presidential oath before tens of thousands in a rugby stadium in the capital. He told the crowd the road ahead will be difficult.
We are aware of the debilitating legacy of our past, nor the many difficulties of the present. To achieve the South Africa we want will demand, fellow South Africans, an extraordinary feat of human endeavor.
Ramaphosa's African National Congress Party, or ANC, clinched a 57.5 majority at the elections earlier this month. However, the ANC's majority was down from 62% in 2014, as voters seemingly turned against the ruling party due to revelations about government corruption and record unemployment. This is VOA News. A United Nations tribunal has ordered Russia to immediately release three Ukrainian naval ships and two dozen sailors who were captured in a November confrontation on the Crimean Peninsula. The Germany-based International Tribunal for the Law of the Sea issued the order Saturday after a hearing earlier this month. The seizures occurred during a November 25th confrontation, which separates Crimea from mainland Russia. It was the first open military clash between Russia and Ukraine since Moscow's 2014 annexation of the Crimean Peninsula, which is generally regarded as an illegal action. Ukraine's president has called on Russia to comply with the order. Russia said the court had no jurisdiction in the case. In a rare visit to Tibet, U.S. Ambassador to China, Terry Branstad, urged Beijing to engage a substantive dialogue with exiled Tibetan Buddhist leader, the Dalai Lama. A spokesperson to the U.S. Embassy said Saturday. The ambassador also expressed concerns regarding the Chinese government's interference in Tibetan Buddhist freedom to organize and practice their religion. The U.S. envoy also raised long-standing worries about the lack of consistent access to the Tibetan Autonomous Region, or TAR. Pope Francis has reiterated his unswerving opposition to abortion, saying he's against it even when an unborn child has been diagnosed with a serious illness. Sabina Castelfranco reports for VOA and says that Francis made the comments at a Vatican-sponsored pro-life conference.
At a Vatican-sponsored conference titled Yes to Life, Caring for the Precious Gift of Life in Its Frailness, the Pope said the use of abortion was equivalent to hiring a hitman to take another person's life. Addressing medical professionals, ministry providers, and families from 70 nations participating in the three-day conference, Pope Francis said the Catholic Church's teaching on terminating a pregnancy is clear. He said an abortion cannot happen even in cases when the fetus is very sick and likely to die. No human being, he said, is ever incompatible with life. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.
U.S. Vice President Mike Pence told graduates of the U.S. Military Academy Saturday they are the best of the best, who will have the support of President Trump. Pence addressed more than 980 cadets who were commissioned as second lieutenants in the U.S. Army. It is the most diverse class in the Academy's history. 233 women, including 34 African-American women, were among the graduates, both record highs. A total of 110 African-Americans graduated, twice the number in 2013. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.